Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jeff Muffy, Regional Manager for the American Angus Association. Back with Jeff in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff, joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, beef exports so important to our cattle producer.
Absolutely. Exports provide U.S. beef farmers and ranchers opportunities to maximize carcass values by marketing beef cuts such as tongues, livers, and short plate that are less popular among American consumers but often fetch top dollar in international markets. Additionally, when we invest the U.S. Meat Export Federation, our checkoff dollars are matched up to 3 and 4 times through government and industry resources. In 2021, the Oklahoma Beef Council invested in retail and food service promotions in Japan and South Korea, helping to drive 1.45 million pounds of U.S. beef sales. Additionally, Oklahoma dollars help fund educational efforts raising awareness of high-quality U.S. beef in China and Africa. As we move into 2022, we will continue our efforts to grow U.S. beef sales with Oklahoma Beef Checkoff Investments.
Thanks, Heather. You can learn more by going to oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner. We're talking with Jeff Muffy, American Angus field rep. And Jeff, 2021 really is a pretty good year for our Angus breeders.
Yeah, they certainly have. Registrations were up this year just a little bit over 300,000 nationwide. We surpassed 1 million genotypes that had been submitted through the association, through AGI, on enhancing the accuracy of those EPDs. Bull sales this fall regionally have been up $300 to $400 per head. You know, that's driven by feeder cattle prices and beef prices, fed cattle prices, which continue to get a little bit better every day. And optimism is really high over the next 2 to 3 years. So things feel pretty good right now.
Of course, underlying everything on the Angus breed is this CAB, and I know that continues to generate some good premiums and a lot of excitement.
Yeah, absolutely. The CAB just did their year end, and there was 1.2 billion pounds of product marketed, produced through that brand, and those premiums were rewarded back to those producers that brought those cattle to harvest. You know, our Angus Link feeder cattle marketing program within the association, that retention rate is actually up 3% this year. That gives us a pretty good signal that program's working and putting extra dollars back into those producers' pocket that's made that genetic investment.
For the new year, of course, at the start of the year, something we're excited about, of course, in Oklahoma, the second annual Cattlemen's Congress. Angus going to be front and center there.
Yeah, absolutely. That event's going to get kicked off January 2nd through the 7th, and we'll have several different sales featuring really high-quality Angus females. We'll also have our national Angus bull sale that'll be on Friday, January 7th at 2 o'clock. This year's kind of an interesting year. We've changed the schedule up a little bit. The Penn and Carload show will be that Friday morning at 8 a.m. And then that bull sale will follow right after the Penn and Carload show. So those commercial producers within driving distance are certainly welcome to join us. We'd love to have them there. Come walk through the cattle, and of course there'll be a really good set of bulls there for sale as well at auction.
Of course, that's different. Last year we weren't welcoming guests openly anyway, and this year it's really a definitely y'all come.
Absolutely. You know, last year was kind of unusual circumstances, and to have an event was a very big deal, but this year the public's certainly welcome to join us and participate in that event.
Overall, for the breeders in our region, what's the attitude as we head toward the new year?
You know, very optimistic again. I mean, things look really exciting. We've gotten some rain in Oklahoma. We kind of went through a spout there that was a little concerning, but things are looking good. And there's wheat pasture and some grazing that looks like it's going to take place this spring. And so prices look good. And so optimism is really high.
Regional Manager for Oklahoma, Kansas for American Angus Association, Jeff Muffy. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
If you ever find yourself in a dispute, don't forget about the Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program. The Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Their professional mediators can help farmers and ranchers and federal agencies work together to reach a good solution without getting into the courts. So the next time a conflict comes up with lease issues or family farm transitions, neighbor disputes, or anything else that might need a mediator, give Oklahoma Ag Mediation a call at 800-248-5465 or go to ok.gov/mediation.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.